Welcome back, father lovers, to a brand new episode of Last Call at Pemberton's, the best damn How I Met Your Father podcast on the internet. I am one of your hosts, Josh, here with my best bud, John. How you doing, man?
What up, bitches? I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good. All right. Yeah, me too, my friend. Me too. And I'm excited to talk about this one because I got to say, I think this is my favorite episode so far.
I'm not going to deny that this is probably one of my favorites by far, but there are so many things that, like you, I want to talk about because, like, I don't know, if working in the bar industry, man, like.
Well, we're going to get into all that. So, folks, we are here to talk about How I Met Your Father, Season 2, Episode 8, Rewardishment. This episode aired on March 14th of 2023. Was directed by Phil Lewis. That's right. Hooch is crazy. So this is actually his second episode directing. He did direct an episode last season. He did the episode titled Stacy. And he has served as a director on shows like The Neighborhood and Call Me Cat, which I watched both of those. So I thought that was pretty cool.
He's also starred in shows like Scrubs, The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
That's true. I mean, if they don't know that, well, that's all on them, you know.
Listen.
All they got to know is
crazy.
Yeah, that's all they need to know. All they need to know is that Hooch is crazy.
And if you don't get that reference, then you need to go watch Scrubs.
Absolutely. That is key. Go watch it. Go watch it now. It was written by Jeremy Roth, and this is the first time that we're getting a repeat writer on the show. As he previously wrote the season one episode, The Perfect Shot. He also serves as a producer on the show as well.
What the fuck is he producing?
He's producing something, my friend.
You better produce me a new husband.
I think we need a chat after the show now, John. So the summary for this one, Jesse and Sid introduce the gang to an old college ritual. They all spend the next 48 hours attempting to complete various tasks in order to achieve a group rewardishment. Yeah. So,
okay. There you go. That's a good synopsis.
Right. Yeah. So, let's dive into this episode. I gotta say, I kind of love how the episode starts with, Future Sophie not knowing how to whistle. I thought that was really funny. I don't know why.
I mean,
I just thought it was really funny.
It made me laugh because I was like, man, I was like, I don't know many adults who can't whistle. And then I'm like, who do I know that can't whistle? And then there's only one person I could think of that actually came to mind. Yeah, and it's you. You're the only adult I know that can't.
That's probably why I found it quite funny. It was because I could relate to it.
So let me ask you this. So Sophie tells us about how, the rewardishment came into effect. Like, she tells us, you know, this is why we're doing it. We all had these things going on, blah, blah, blah. So, knowing what we know of the story of the rewardishment throughout the episode, before we talk about, everybody's individual storylines.
Yeah.
Would you have allowed the 10-minute lapse? Would you have... forgiven the 10-minute passing?
If I'm one of the other members of the gang, probably. If I'm Jesse and Sid, who have, this has been a ritual for them that they have stuck to diligently for years, then no.
Fair.
You know what I mean? So I understood why.
I thought about it in the aspect of the rewardishment for them is kind of slapback.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
It's a less painful slap.
Yeah. Well, I mean, unless you're tasing each other like this show in the beginning.
Listen, all I'm saying is that looks like fun.
Dude, just make sure you pee beforehand.
I mean, you're also talking to a guy who pepper sprayed himself one time, so.
That's fair.
I mean, it was on accident, but I still pepper sprayed myself.
Very true. Very true. So, yeah, we go into the episode and we find out that both Sophie and Vale don't know how to drive.
Which I think is weird.
I mean, Barney didn't know how to drive.
That's true.
You know? But what I found interesting is, because this is not something that we knew prior to this, right? But we've seen her drive, technically, in the future.
Oh, yeah.
When she runs, when she hits Barney in the first
episode
of season two. I mean, that hasn't happened yet, but it's coming soon. So I think it's interesting.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
I think it's interesting to know that she hits Barney. She hasn't had much experience driving.
No, you're right. I hadn't actually thought about that until you said that.
Yeah. So, like, yeah. I'm wondering if that's kind of part of it. Like, she's still inexperienced as a driver. And
I mean,
so she got into this.
Chalk it up to that, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I think it's going to happen soon, to be honest, because I looked kind of like at what the next three episodes are, because there's three more episodes and then they take a break.
Yeah.
So after episode 11, there's like a 6-week break or something like that. They come back at the end of May for the last nine.
During that 6-week break, make sure you stay tuned for How I Met Your Mother, the other side of the podcast. Let's call it McLaren's.
That's right. Yeah, we'll be back doing those. Figure we'll just finish out these ones. Keep it easy for us.
I mean, there's just trying to balance two in a week, especially with like work schedules and stuff like that. Like it is what it is. We'll get it back under control where we get some I Met Your Mother's like stacked back up and stuff like that. But yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So the gang starts outing one another's failed skills. And this reminded me of the, remember the glass shatter episode?
Yes.
That scene reminded me of that episode.
Yeah, I can
see
that.
Like, they're just like, somebody calls out one person, then they're like, oh yeah, well, they call out the next, and it just kind of just happens, cascades down the line.
So, okay, so here we go. If you were going to call me out for something similar, what would you call me out for?
Being on your phone too much.
Ouch. Ouch.
Step away from that phone, sir. Even sometimes on the podcast.
Gone.
There it is, folks.
Literally halfway across my living room floor right now.
Hopefully your cat doesn't start ordering things on Amazon.
Listen, I'll kill the fucking cat. I don't have the money for her to go on an Amazon shopping spree right now.
She's like, litter pan, catnip, crinkle toy, done. Yeah. What about me? I'm sure there's something. There's got to be.
Your inability to whistle.
Oh, that's true. We'd probably lose that bet, though.
I would probably lose not being on my phone, man. My phone is, I don't know. I've become very dependent of my phone lately.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
More for entertainment purposes, because unless I'm texting you, my phone is extremely dry.
Oh, I'm on my device a lot for entertainment purposes, simply because, like, I'm in this little room and I don't have like a TV or anything. So it's gotta be, my phone, tablet, or computer. I gotta be on one of those if I'm going to watch anything. So
trust me, man, I get it. I mean, I have a big TV sitting next to me, so I can't say that much, but like,
that is true.
When I'm on my TV, even like watching television, I'm still like scrolling Twitter or Instagram, something.
I try not to do that, 'cause I get real, like, I have a hard time keeping track of what I'm watching. But if it's like something I don't care that much about, you know, I'm just kind of putting it on.
It depends on what I'm watching. If I'm watching something that like needs focus, I try to do better about it lately. But like right now, I'm binge watching Modern Family, and it's pretty easy to follow by doing like multiple things at once.
Yeah. I get that. Yeah, I definitely do stuff like that.
But like when I'm watching How I Met Your Father per se, I watch the episode and keep my phone down. Unless I got a return text or something, and then I pause really quick.
Now, if we weren't doing the podcast, I probably would do the phone. I probably would be on my phone.
So would I, but
just because I wouldn't.
Considering we're trying to give entertainment to the people, I try to be as respectful as I can.
Yeah, but it's like I try to pay as much attention as possible, catch small things here and there. So like I need to be able to focus.
Yeah.
On it, so. But yeah.
So whose storylines do we want to talk about first?
I mean, I was just going to kind of go through and list what they all were, and then we could kind of go through that way and just kind of pick all and choose.
Do it up.
So they go through, you know, this line of, like I said, outing one another. We find out Charlie can't shave himself, which I thought
was weird.
Fun. Yeah, weird but funny, and also makes sense because he's a rich guy who has, you know, who had his own.
I mean, barber. It made sense, but yeah, it's still just kind of weird that he still didn't learn to shave. Like,
yeah, I mean, he was very pampered. Very apparently. Pampered. Ellen is too afraid to confront her coworker Rhonda. This reminded me kind of the Robin Patrice relationship, almost. You know,
he asked you, Patrice.
Yeah, Rhonda is definitely Ellen's pit person. then we've got Sid, who can't chug a beer.
Pussy.
Which I was like, I don't know if I mean, I don't like the taste of beer, really, but like, if I liked it, I think I could, but I don't think I could actually chug a beer simply because of the taste. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because, like, other things, like, I could chug a glass of water or whatever, you know, some juice or something, you know, easily. But, yeah, I'd have to actually like it. Obviously, he likes it, you know what I mean? But for some reason, he's a sipper.
I mean, I know people who don't chug beer mainly because, like, there are different reasons to not chug beer. Like, for one, like, it does cause, like, a massive buildup of like an air pressure, like it causes worse indigestion than like soda. Like you get that like belching from soda. Beer's worse. Like it fucking that'll back up on you fast. Yeah. Not to mention if you don't chug it right, you're gonna get a massive fucking amount of foam on you. Like,
yeah, that's fair, and that's why I tend to. One of the reasons why I tend to stay away.
You're allergic to hops.
Allergic to the hops. To the hops, my friend.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Then we also learn that Jesse has never been able to complete this fancy hula hoop move called the vertical lasso catch and release.
Man, don't even get me started on that.
Well, you know what?
Let's
start on that.
Fine, let's start on that. So Jesse wants to perform this amazing trick with this hula hoop. Mm-hmm. And then they poorly CGI the hula hoop trick.
They
and
do.
I'm like, listen. You couldn't have given him something that you could have at least had the actor do. You had, he looked really good when he was doing the natural hula hooping.
Yeah, obviously the actor is really good at just like actually hula hooping. Because like I can't do that. I can't.
Neither can I. And the couple times they needed a good stand-in, they had a decent stand-in.
Yes.
But the one thing you needed him to be able to do, you had to fucking CGI because he obviously couldn't do it, and it looked like shit.
I mean, they did stuff like that on How I Met Your Mother, too.
I know, but it just... This one looked bad. It was like Doc Ock and Spider-Man 2 bad.
I mean, I get it. It was a very small part of it, though, so it didn't really bother me. Because it was literally just, like, what? 5 seconds at the end of the episode?
Yeah.
I was like, eh.
I will say, though, that I love that... Because, like, Jesse's part of it is a very small part. Because he doesn't even start practicing it until, like... The last couple seconds.
He helps Ellen and Sophie before he ever even bothers to do his own stuff, really. Like he tries at first, can't do it, stops. And then he decides he's just gonna try to help others.
I really like his fold up hula hoop because I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, that was cool. That was
like
cool.
He's like, Charlie, will you get my amazing folding hula? And he's just like, pop. And I was like, okay. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I thought it was pretty dope. But yeah, Jesse doing what he tends to do when he's not, you know, being brainwashed by Meredith.
I'm going to say this was a good episode for Jesse because it really showed that he's a compassionate person.
Yeah.
And there's a scene during Sophie's part of the storyline that I'm like, oh, this is going to happen. And then they kind of like pull the fucking string a little bit. And I'm like,
yeah.
But yeah, I like that because like I don't want to talk about how he helps anybody else until we get to their story, but like his part of his story is like, it's kind of funny because like obviously he has a passion to hoop. He can hoop really well. He just couldn't perform this one trick.
The thing is, it's like he could perform it. He even says that. It was all a mental block. That's why I think we didn't need, because of that, we didn't need to like see him practicing it, because he actually already knew how to do it.
Yeah.
He just needed to get over
this. People get past their mental block to get past his.
Yeah.
It's the age old, I can help somebody with their problems, but I can't help myself with my problems.
Oh, I'm good at that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm great at giving advice. Taking it, not so much. yeah.
I know that one all too well.
Yeah. I would like to talk about Charlie.
Let's absolutely talk about Charlie. I thought this was hilarious.
His was probably the funniest to me.
So let me ask you this. At what age did you start shaving? On a regular.
I mean, it was I was in high school, so probably like 16 maybe. Because I was trying to get facial hair.
Fair. Now did dad teach you?
Yeah.
Or did you just kind of like learn it?
No, my dad taught me how to do it.
Because I had to kind of teach myself.
Yeah.
Because my dad was not helping me at all. So I my mom bought me a fucking pack of disposables and a can of shaving cream and just kind of let me start on my like own.
Yeah.
And I discovered relatively fast that I do not like disposables.
Oh yeah, I don't either.
Like will not use them at all.
Yeah.
Like, I would rather go full mountain man than ever have to fucking use a disposable ever again.
Agreed. Yeah.
But like you said, Charlie being pampered never learned how to shave, apparently, which I thought was weird. But for the people in the apartment who knew how to shave, there should have been somebody there guiding him with some technique.
Because I mean, yes, with technique, they go into the bathroom with him, which. Had we seen the bathroom yet?
No. So it was kind of nice to see the bathroom again.
Yeah, that was nice. I was like, oh, there's the tub.
One that made me laugh was when he comes out and explains that, like, he goes, he's got shaving cream all over his legs.
Yeah.
And they're like, what are you doing? And he's like, well, I already
shredded my taint.
I already shredded my taint. I fucking had to pause my TV for a second because I laughed so hard just being like, why would you start on your balls?
Yeah, I'm like, he's like, I wanted to start somewhere where nobody could see, and that's where you chose, man?
I was like, going to say, man, again, though, this is where somebody guiding him would have helped.
Yeah.
And then, because the thing that really irritated me was watching him shave his legs, knowing how to shave properly, he pulls the razor against the grain, cool. And then instantly puts the razor back down and starts pulling again. He never fucking cleared the shaving cream off the razor or got the hair out of the blades. Of course you're going to fucking nick your leg. You're not giving your blades a fucking smooth fucking
capability. Far more than nick his leg.
Listen, first off, I don't know how he nicked himself as bad as he did.
He shredded his taint and he shredded his leg.
Shredded taint, anybody? Shredded taint.
And it's funny because like when they leave to go to the hospital and they're going out the door, he's like, be careful of my taint.
Yeah. So I love that he's in the hospital. He's in the hospital bed. They've clearly got him all bandaged up. Yeah. Probably just waiting for discharge papers. Probably. And you hear this fucking page where they're like, you know, Dr. So-and-so is needed to a room for a shave. Mm-hmm. First off, doctor wouldn't go to shave the patient. That would be a nurse's job.
It would be, yes.
But then Charlie sneaks in.
I've never had a doctor shave me for any of the things I've had to get shaved for.
No, doctors wouldn't do it. That's why.
Yeah.
That's not their job. That's what a nurse gets paid for, or RN or somebody. Mm-hmm. But I love that fucking Charlie sneaks in there and Charlie's like, hi. And just gently starts pulling this fucking razor across. And I'm like, I would have laughed if he'd have shaved the wrong area, but somebody had it all like neatly prepped and ready to go. And
yeah, Or like just, it was the wrong person.
That would have been even funny. Funnier.
Yeah.
I would have loved a scene where he's like, I shaved the wrong person. We got to go.
Yeah.
But he does it and yeah. He gets the chest all shaved. But I love how as he's doing it, he's like, I'm doing it.
Yeah, I'm doing it. And the guy's like, what? Nothing. I liked Sid. Because Sid was in the room with him like before he went over to the guy. Sid talking to the nurse.
Yeah.
And he's like, I have this medical condition where I can't chug beer.
I have this medical condition that I can't chug a beer. I've had two people die today. From my condition?
From my condition? I don't know. I died laughing when he said that.
I have to say, I really, in my head, like, I see crossover moments where, like, if I could fantasy book a crossover, that would have been Laverne.
That like, would have been awesome, yeah.
Because he would have been like, I have this condition, and, like, I think, like, I can't chug beers. And then she would have been like, child, I'm trying to do something here. I had two patients die today. When he would have been like, of my condition, she would have been like, oh, Lord, you take this one for me. And just walked out of the room.
Yeah, that would have been pretty damn funny.
But yeah, I thought that was a great moment for him. Like, to just be like.
What did you think of Charlie with a shaved face? Because
I don't like it. I don't like it. He's all like, yeah, he walks into the bar at the end and he's like, hello, I did it. And I'm like, grow it back.
Right? I'm like, I mean, you're a good looking guy, but get that beard back. Is that?
Yeah, it's that so beard. Weird. Because he doesn't keep like a beard like we keep either. He just keeps a very maintained.
It's like tight.
Yeah.
Short. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I've just honestly been like, fuck it. I'm just growing full.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Yeah, but you always have.
Yeah,
I usually just keep the goatee. Lately, yeah. I've just been like, "Fuck it, I'm just growing."
Yeah,
I can't remember the last time I shaved my face.
I haven't shaved my face like a razor hasn't touched my face in like 8 years.
A razor hasn't touched my face in 3.
Nice,
but I usually at least take my electric razor and clean out the side. But I haven't even done that, and
I've trimmed like the bottom. But yeah, like I said, no razor going on up here in a long, long time.
It's been a couple months.
Since before my daughter was born.
Damn.
So actually probably more like 9 years. Yeah.
Remember that time I shaved my face completely for a woman and was like, oh, you want to see me without the beard?
Yep. I did that too back in 2005. Never again.
Never again.
Never again.
Ladies, if you cannot get past the beard, you were with the wrong guy.
It's true. It's very true. You just gotta
now granted, I will flip that coin though and say, gentlemen, if you don't keep your beard clean, shave it.
Yes. Oh yeah.
And yeah. I mean like fucking clean it.
Like
wash it, condition it.
Yeah.
Brush it.
Yeah, wash like, that thing specifically.
Yeah. Use some product on it. I use oils. I
may not brush things. It all the time, but I wash it every time.
I bought a brush specifically for my beard.
Yeah.
It is a combination of the brush that I use on my hair, which is just a basic square, one of those like padded brushes. Yeah. And it's got boar bristle in it as well so that it really like works the hairs out.
Fancy.
And yeah, I mean, it works really good. And then this will make your heart happy. In my car, I also keep a brush for my beard.
Nice.
And it's dad's brush. The one that dad had in his bathroom for years. And that's just a straight boar bristle brush.
For as long as I can remember.
Yep. As long as I can remember, too. And it was always on the medicine cabinet. And it 95% of the time had a comb on it.
Yeah.
Which he used for his beard. Mm-hmm. But I had recently discovered within, like, the last year that plastic is bad for your beard. It takes a lot of the natural oils and shit out of it.
So I want to get one of those wooden beard brushes or the beard combs.
They're nice, but the bristles are too soft.
No, I mean, I just I have a all I use is a comb. All I have is a plastic comb in the first place.
Fair. So, you should get the brush I use.
Probably would be a step up anyway. So
that's true.
They got some pretty banging ones on Amazon. They have like they flip up and junk. They
look nice. Oh, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about like actual like wooden combs.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about like the boar bristle brushes that have like, dude, I want to get one of those ones that you're talking about as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They look pretty cool. And I don't know. I'd probably just carry that thing around with me.
Fucking yeah, I would. Yeah. Damn straight.
Yeah, buddy.
I'd be like,
all right. So let's talk about, let's see. Yeah, let's talk about Ellen.
Let's talk about Ellen. That's what I was thinking too. Yeah. I loved her storyline this week. I love that she's, because it really, it shows her, what's the word I'm looking for? Her personality really well.
Okay.
She's a very shy person. We all know that.
Yes.
So she's dealing with this shitty coworker who, in my personal opinion, I don't know how HR or a boss hasn't stepped in yet. Full bucket of KFC, feet up on the desk, brought a fucking snake to work. Like,
yeah, the snake thing bothers me about her because it's not just Rhonda and Ellen in the office.
Yeah.
There's a full office full of people in there. Did she consult anybody about that? Because that's kind of messed up.
You know, and like, I mean? Yeah. Because I mean, certain people, like, I dated a girl one time who was terrified of snakes. I didn't realize how bad it was until we went into a pet store and their giant python decided to stretch and like opened its mouth completely. And she froze, like, froze. And this snake was in a, like, in its own container. Like, you know what snake I'm talking about.
That's the one at Just Pets?
Yep. Yeah, well, it's dead now, but it was the one at Just Pets.
But the one from Just Pets. Yeah. I remember that one. Yeah. But I love that, Jesse steps in to help, you know, to kind of almost like role play with her.
Well, I honestly thought it was going to go the other way. I ended up thinking he was going to be the one to tell her off, and then Ellen was just going to kind of be like...
I mean, he had every right to tell her off after what happens. I mean, they go into the office, and Rhonda, after they're, she's having Jesse, like, pretend to be her, and she walks up, Rhonda walks up behind him, and then they realize the snake is freaking missing.
Yeah.
And right away, almost instantly after they realize it, Jesse gets bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is weird, too, because, like, she even says, like, oh, it's not poisonous because I had the poison sacs taken out.
Yeah.
I mean...
But it's still, and honestly, it wouldn't be poisonous anyways. People always, like, because they said that, but that's not the correct term. It'd be venomous anyways. Yeah, because poisonous is when it's something that you eat is poisonous.
You're right.
Yeah, but
I hadn't actually thought about that when I was watching the episode.
Even though the venom sacs were removed, it's still a venomous snake, which means it has that bite reaction.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and that's what I was thinking is, like, even when you take the sacs and stuff out, because, like, they do it with snakes all the time. Like, you can do it with cobras, take their venom sacs out. They still fucking bite.
Yeah.
So you've got this fucking snake that is in an office that... anything could fucking happen. Like, that snake clearly got out of its container and bit somebody. Yeah. I'd have fucking sued you. You'd have been paying that fucking medical bill.
Oh, yeah. Like, Jesse could easily sue her.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
But I love how Ellen has her
moment. And he technically already knows a lawyer because they got the apartment from Marshall and Lily.
That is true.
Like, hey, guy, I remember you said you're a lawyer, right? I need some help here.
Oh, man.
That'd be pretty dope, though. I mean,
yeah.
If they brought him in that way. She finally tells Rhonda off, you know? And we won't really get to see much of her doing it, but she...
I mean, she at least gets her moment.
Yeah.
Now let's hope her work environment fixes itself up a little bit.
Yeah, we'll see.
The next one I want to talk about, because I thought it was kind of a fun storyline, is I want to talk about Vale.
Vale, okay. So, I mean, it starts off with Vale and Sophie.
Yes.
They go to get their driver's test. And she has to go through an eye exam. And we find out something about her.
She's blind. I love, because, like, this leads to its own little joke right here, where, like, Sophie's like, G, and she's like C, and she's like G, and she's like G, and then she's like E, and then she's like C. She's like, are you deaf too?
Yeah.
And like, And I was just like, damn. And I love how the lady's like, you're clearly cheating.
Mm-hmm. But she didn't hold it against Sophie.
No.
She's like, I'll go get you your enrollment form.
Well, it's funny.
Because they're trying to enroll in driving schools. Whatever.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Which also made it weird that Sophie was driving by herself, because like usually driver schools like put you with somebody, and she was probably driving in her free time though. So never mind.
Maybe
that makes more sense. But yeah, because I mean, we end up knowing where Sophie's part of that goes. But Valentina.
Yes.
Man. I love that Valentina's like, yeah, I had trouble seeing things. So yeah. She talks to Sid and says, can I switch to trying to put contacts in because I can't put contacts in my eyes?
Yeah.
And Sid, with a fucking beer helmet, is like, I'll allow it.
I love that he used that line.
Yeah, yeah. Because honestly, it was a total Marshall moment.
Oh, yeah. He thinks for a second, I'll allow it. Loved it. It made me smile ear to ear. It was so good.
So I love how instantly she's like, she's got contacts. And I love how she's like,
she's like, somebody push my head.
Well, so here's a weird thing. I have no problems touching my physical eyeball.
Yeah.
Terrified of putting contacts in.
Really?
I've wanted to do, you know, like they have all the cool ones you can buy at Halloween, or like you can go online and buy the cool ones. I think I could rock some of those. Terrified of putting them in my eye, though.
I mean, I get that. Like the only reason, I wear glasses sometimes, and the only reason I haven't gotten contacts is because I get headaches and shit. You know that.
Yep.
And wearing the glasses and stuff can make it worse when I have one, and they tend to be behind my eyes, and so I'm just like, something on my eye that I can't just easily take off. It's not worth it to me.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So.
So yeah, it's one of those weird things where like I was like, I understand like people have like the fear of like eyeballs because they're so eyes are one of the few things that people don't understand a lot about. Like, did you know that when you're born, your eye is the only thing in your body that does not grow? Your eyes are one size and your body grows around them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's something I learned when Cal was born, because I thought he was a bulgy eye baby. And they were explaining to me that babies have normal size eyeballs and your body just kind of grows around them, which is why people have eye problems and stuff, because your eye is the only thing that doesn't like really go through a growth process.
Interesting.
So I was like, oh, okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, I'm one of those people like, I'll touch my eye. I don't care. That doesn't bug me at all. But putting something in my eye, just, it seems weird. Even eye drops and stuff. Like, I flinch when I've got to put something in my eye.
Yeah.
So I understood Valentina's argument about, like, not wanting contacts in. But I love the process she goes through where she's, like, clearly fighting it. She's like, somebody push my neck.
Yeah, somebody push my neck.
Oh, shit.
And the thing is, because we didn't talk about his, but her story, like the resolution to her story ties into Sid's.
Yes.
So like, I think like, let's pause real quick, talk a little bit about Sid, so that way we can talk about her resolution. Absolutely. And how it all happens. You know, Sid can't chug a beer. I mean, realistically, his story is fairly short. They don't do a ton with it. You see him try to do a little bit beforehand. We see him with like the beer helmet on, which I thought was hilarious.
Well, I love that, because he's been the one to help everybody along the way, like Jesse. Yeah. Jesse and him helped out where they could.
Yep.
And I love that Charlie helps him here.
Yes.
Charlie's like, oh.
Sid and Charlie have such a good relationship throughout this show. It's gotten so much better throughout this season. Yes. I really like them as like a duo.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and I laugh because it's kind of like, in my opinion, you know how like Marshall and Ted always did the hanging out on How I Met Your Mother, but very rarely you'd get like Marshall and Barney by themselves.
Yeah.
It's Jesse and Sid.
Yep.
But every once in a while you get the Sid and Charlie. Yeah. And Charlie's kind of the Barney. And it works. But it works.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I love how Charlie's like, oh, here, let's have a couple drinks because, you know,
have some champagne. Shit. Yeah.
Yes. And then, like, they chug their champagne. Well, they they throw it back relatively fast. And then Charlie's like, huh? And Sid's like, oh, man, that's spicy. That's really spicy. Yeah. He's like, oh, man, we don't have anything to drink but this beer. And I'm like, what a dick. And then, oh, yeah,
because he's squeezing pepper juice into the damn thing.
Yeah. Well, I want to know what kind of a pepper he used, because that, I mean, that's smart thinking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, then Charlie or Sid just throws the beer back and he's like, oh, I did it.
Yep.
And then Valentina's like, if you can do that, I can do this. And she does it.
Well, no. Charlie offers to do it for her,
to help her,
to show her that it's not a big deal. And so he does it without washing his hands.
Yeah, yeah, which I'd forgotten about, because I was like, oh, yeah, because then her eye starts burning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she has to go to the hospital.
Which is funny, because I love that this is the scene that makes the end of the show come together. Because when Sophie gets there, everybody's there.
Yeah, so they go to the hospital. Then Jesse and Ellen show up because he got bit by the snake.
Yep.
And then Sophie shows up because, well, we can talk about Sophie now.
I was going to say, we can talk about that because we got to get there now anyway.
Yep.
So Sophie continues her driver's learning and, like, you know, she gets her help along the way, here's and there's, but, like...
Yeah.
I love that she finally decides, like, she's going to do the school one. She's in the car. And we find out she doesn't like left turns.
Yeah, it's left turns, yeah.
It's all honesty. She makes the joke here. And I've been telling this joke for years. But she told it in a different way, and it made me laugh. Because they're like, you don't like making left turns? And she's like, well, I'm afraid somebody's going to, like, hit me and I'll die. Can we just make three rights instead? Yeah.
I'm more of a three rights kind of girl.
And I always told the joke because people would be like, well, two wrongs don't make a right. And I'm like, nope, but three lefts do.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm like, man, I'm like, that's really funny that she's willing to go out of her way to not have to make a left-hand turn.
Yeah.
Which, by all means, I mean, like, people don't really parallel park these days. People will go out of their ways to not have to.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. I love that she is dedicated to learn how to drive, and she does by the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Until she has to make a left-hand turn, and then apparently pulls the car over and lets the other student back.
Yeah. The driving instructor is literally having a heart attack, and she still can't do it.
The only thing that made me laugh about this was I was watching something. Was it yesterday? The day before. And there was a person having a heart attack, and they were having a Widowmaker. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I haven't heard of these. Like, I haven't heard of that specific heart attack in so long.
Yeah, that's the Kevin Smith one.
Yeah.
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 And then they therefore used it in Clerks 3.
Yes. So it's just kind of funny that, like, all of a sudden, like, all these people are like, oh, Widowmaker, and I'm like, yeah, Widowmaker.
Honestly, it kind of makes me wonder, like, are they Kevin Smith fans? Like, is that why that specific one was in their mind when they were writing? You know what I mean?
I mean, it's a very rare heart attack to have, so.
Yeah, and, like, they could have easily just been like, I'm having a heart attack. That would have been fine.
Yeah.
But they specifically state.
Oh, yeah. Can a woman have a Widowmaker?
Can a single woman have a Widowmaker?
Like.
So, yeah. It did make me wonder. I was like, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were going to go off on something there. You're just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you high right now? Did you throw some edibles back in
fashion? No, I wish. No, I accidentally muted myself as I was talking. So all you heard was, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was really cool. It was a great moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Kids would say, fucking mint.
Yes. But yeah, so then Sophie shows up at the hospital with the driving instructor. And that's when we find out she didn't She didn't drive them there.
She didn't drive to the hospital. The fucking girl in the back seat did.
Yeah, who was just making out with her boyfriend, which is that was funny because in the car, that was the whole reason why she had the heart attack, was because she's screaming at the people in the back seat, you know.
And then we go from the hospital back to the bar.
Yes,
because you know we got one more person to go, and it's Jesse, and they got to get Jesse over this hump. And they're like, "Come on, you know." We got to talk about the scene in the alleyway though, because like her talking to Jesse was a big point of her story. And she's telling him about how, like, you know, not driving scares or making the left hand turn scares her because of getting hit and shit.
Yeah,
and then she asked Jesse about the hula hooping and stuff, and he pretty much says, like, he feels like he could do it, but the first time he tried to do it, there was nobody in the crowd for him, and he felt like he was let down, and it just kind of was a mind fuck for him. Yeah. And she's like, "Oh, I mean,
all of that was after, because we didn't talk about her actually succeeding, because Jesse takes her out driving.
True.
And he has this soft, subtle voice that he uses.
He does. It's such a fucking ASMR voice.
It is. I literally thought the same thing. Yeah, but apparently it's his.
You're gonna take a left hand turn.
Kindergarten is his kindergarten. Is that what he said? Or I think he just said elementary school. I think it was his elementary school voice, which I think is funny. Another elementary, you know, he's an elementary school teacher, just like Lily was, which I thought was kind of funny.
I mean, whatever it is, it worked.
Yes, yeah,
got her to make that left hand.
Because she's like, she's doing it, and she's like screaming and freaking out as she's doing it, right? And he's staying calm. He's still talking her through it and everything.
Like Barney driving through the parking lot.
Yeah, oh my God, that scene is one of the funniest scenes of that whole show. It's one of the best. He's just freaking, and Ted's just laughing at him. But anyways, Sophie turning, making multiple left turns, okay? She's like, I'm going to do it again. It reminded me, like that specific scene, it reminded me of the Philly episode where Marshall kept doing Yui's.
Yes.
Just cranking. Philly! Just cranking the wheel. Kept on doing it. I don't know. I wanted to bring that up because
I love how she ended up on a one-way street.
Yes.
And then both Jesse times wants I watched to celebrate. I love, yeah, right, man. We cut out that whole fucking... Because I love how Jesse wants to celebrate and she thinks for some weird reason he brought champagne.
Yeah.
And it's really just sparkling cider.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. But yeah, then you know, she talks to him and convinces him that, you know, he can do this, you know, and they go back to the bar and she tells him essentially, you know, we're your family now.
Well, there's one small spot you clipped right out of that though.
Okay.
Right before they cut away from the wherever they're parked, he's showing her the hoop trick and his phone.
Oh, yeah, on the phone. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she realizes he's back on the dating apps. And I thought they were going to have their moment here. Like, I thought they were going to at least kiss. And then there would be that, like, oh, my God, we kissed moment. But they stopped it with him getting an alert on a dating app.
Yeah.
And then he acts all shy about it. And it's kind of like, you got nothing to be shy about, dude. Right now you're technically single. Like, fucking live it up.
Yeah. But, I mean...
I know.
With everything that happened, I get why he was like that. I honestly wasn't surprised that they didn't kiss. Only because of what we talked about last episode and how we know that she's going to meet somebody.
True.
And it's coming up in, I think, within the next few episodes.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I would have thought, like, had they had the kiss here, it could have been one of those, like, relapse kisses where they, like, they have the kiss, then they're like, oh, God, I shouldn't have done it. And then that kind of pushes Sophie to be like...
That's the thing, though. I think if they were to kiss, I don't think they would have regretted it.
Probably not. You're probably right there.
And so I think that's a big reason as to why they weren't going to do it there. Is because, like, I don't think they would regret it. I think that would be the start for them.
That's fair. You know?
Yeah.
But so, yeah. So all that goes down. They go back to the bar, and this is after the hospital and everything, and everybody's celebrating except for Jesse, who is pretty much like, well, it ain't going to happen, and they're like, no, 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 and they rally together, and they get Jesse to do it, and he does it.
Yep, and all the glorious CGI that John loves.
I'll look past it this one time. Also, can we talk about for 1 second? Because we talked about like how we got here with like Jesse and Sid having the rewardishment. But when they did the flashback to the dorm and we saw them in the dorm, can we just talk about Jesse's adorable fucking blonde Bieber look?
I love his college blonde hair. It's just great. Like, I love both their hairs, their college hairs.
Oh, honestly. Yeah. I never really think about it when they're doing the flashback. I always am more caught up in the scene, but today I was really watching the wig, and I was like, man, that wig is very Justin Bieber-ish.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, yeah.
It made me think of a young professional wrestler that we used to make fun of back in the mid-2000s with the initials KB, and we used to pick on him so bad for his Bieber cut.
Yes, we did.
And now he's a famous rapper / professional wrestler.
There we go.
But yeah, so Jesse completes his task and they realize they are 10 minutes past the 48 hours.
Yep.
So it's been 48 hours, 10 minutes. And they're all like, Sophie's like, but we did it. And Sid's like, yep, but you know, rules are rules.
Yeah.
They stick to it. And
he Jesse says that. Jesse's like, and Jesse's the one who did it, who finished it off.
True.
And he's like, no, you know, I didn't do it in time. And we, it's the rules. This is
part so of it. Here's where working at a bar, I'm just going to say, first off, I don't know why they decided to do the drip tray thing because like, this is, I've actually seen this done in a bar once. Okay? Yeah. Like where somebody was like, I want that poured into a fucking glass over rock.
Why would
I was like, why?
That's just gross.
And it is. It's absolutely disgusting because they make the joke that it's just the drinks. It's not usually just drink stuff that's been across that. Usually it's a dirty bar rag and shit too. Yeah.
Any sprays that you may use.
Sprays. I mean, it's no fucking reason why they got fucking bacterial meningitis. Like,
yeah.
Like, you're lucky you didn't end up with something fucking worse.
Yep.
And, I mean, that's a nice way of putting it. You're fucking stupid if you ever decide to fucking have that thing picked up and fucking, like...
You know they'll never do that one again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, people in general. Like, anybody who's watching this who's like, oh, man, I want to go try that. Yeah. Fucking go like a doorknob. Go play the coronavirus challenge. Like, be fucking stupider, can you? Yeah. I mean, really.
And it's like... The reason I think that they picked it is like, I think they really, they felt confident that they could do it. And so like, they're like, yeah, we don't care about this extremely disgusting thing that we would have to do. Cause we're not going to have to do it.
Well, like, even when they set it up, like this is what we could like possibly have the ramifications be. He picks it up and like walks with it. You can see shit just like sloshing around and like, and I'm like, man, I bounced for the better part of like 6 years, and I can honestly say I can't remember ever seeing those things get washed properly.
Yeah, probably not.
I know that they get thrown into a sink with like some hot soapy water, but like,
yeah, but there's probably like that gooey, like moldy, mildewy shit that grows, you know what I'm talking about, in liquidy areas.
Oh god.
Because if you're not scrubbing it out like a brush, it's going to be there. That's the kind of thing that I don't know if they ever did it, but I could totally see the guys on Jackass doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I could see that as well now that you say that.
Yeah, I 100% could see that being a thing that they did.
Fear
factor, yeah.
Oh, man. Impractical jokers.
Bacterial meningitis.
Well, that, ladies and gentlemen,
that's where it ends. Yeah,
is where it ends.
Right there with the bacterial meningitis.
any extra thoughts on this episode?
Like I said, I think this is probably my favorite episode so far. I loved this one so much.
Dude, this was fun. This was a great episode.
And we've talked about stuff like this before. We've mentioned this kind of thing before, but this felt the most like How I Met Your Mother. Like it fit in perfectly to this world, this genre, you know, to fit with its parent show, so to speak. And I felt like I was right there I could have seen the gang from How I Met Your Mother doing this exact same kind of thing.
Oh, 100%.
So I loved it quite a bit, and I hope we continue to get episodes like this throughout the rest of the season.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Like, especially because like this one just had that feel to it where it was like, yeah, you could easily take this cast out and put the other cast in, and it would have been fucking nuts.
Carl, give us the drippings. He's like, are you guys sure?
You know, I haven't watched this kind of property in like a couple months, right? Well, it's like I was watching something the other day, and you know, Doug?
Yes.
Yeah, Doug was in it. And I was like, oh, man. I was like, it's that guy.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I love that guy. Fucking Doug. That'd be cool if, like, he showed up just randomly. I want to see little random side characters like that just pop up.
I mean, that would be cool. I kind of want to see them do a scene where they go into McLaren's. And like maybe the gang's not in there at that time. Like maybe they're gone or something. And like this group sits down at the booth, and like Wendy walks by and she's like, oh hey, if you guys don't mind relocating or something, our regulars are about to come in and this is their booth.
I don't think she'd be working there anymore, because I'm pretty sure after the recycling episode, I think she quit the job because she was gone. That was the last time we ever saw her.
True. Well, I mean, it could be anybody, though. Carl could ask somebody to move. Doug could ask somebody to move.
But, I mean, we've seen Carl. So, like, that, you know, because we the Robin Scherbatsky episode, Carl was there. So, we saw Carl. I would love to see. I would love, though, to see Doug. I would love to have them go and actually be in McLaren's a bit more. Just once in a while.
Like, I understand why they drink at Pemberton's, because, you know, they probably get free drinks from Sid. But, like...
Yeah,
there's gotta be an episode where like
the pipes burst at Pemberton's, so they gotta close it down for a few days, and they're like, well, we gotta go somewhere, and they just go down to the bar downstairs. Like, let's see that, man. Or this dude who Sophie's gonna get with, he's like, yo, I know this great bar called McLaren's, and he takes her there.
That would be cool.
That would be fun. But yeah, that wraps up this episode of Last Call at Pemberton's. John, you have any final thoughts?
Boobs.
There it is. Why don't you tell everybody where they can find you on the internet?
Listen, I'm going to make it simple, very simple tonight. Hop on Twitter, find me at SimplySaneJ1. I have links to my podcast and my blog on there. Please check me out.
All right. I'm going to keep it the way I always keep it, guys. You can find me on Twitter at MovieBlogMerc. That's the Twitter page for my site, Merc and Movie Blog. If you are watching this, you are watching it on the Merc and Movie Blog YouTube channel. So please hit that like button if you like what you're watching. Smash that subscribe button like you're the fucking Hulk, and click that little bell. Yeah, the fuck it may be.
And don't forget, when you click that little bell, if you're using your mobile device, which I would usually be holding right now, but mine's halfway across my living room, don't forget to set, you can set when you're notified when we release our videos and stuff like that. So make sure you do that if you're watching this video.
Yes, definitely. And if you're listening on podcast form, head on over to anchor.fm/lastcall, HIMYM. You can leave us a voice message over there. We'd love to hear your beautiful voices. Talk to us about some comments, questions, concerns, whatever.
Sing us a song.
Sing us a song, piano man. Let's hear it. If you're on Apple Podcasts, you can leave us a 5-star review if you like what you're listening to, and we'll read that out on air as well. Also, be sure to hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Last Call, HIMYM. We do have a Patreon. If you guys want to see more content from us, let me know. Let both of us know. Reach out to either. You know, reach out to Simply Sane J1 at Movie Blog Merc, or at Last Call HIMYM. Doesn't matter. Reach out and we will get back to you, because we'd love to put out more content if you guys are actually interested in it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I think that's about all I got for him, man. What do you got for him?
Listen, I'll say it once. I'll say it 1,000 times. You don't have to go home, but you can't listen here.
That's right. Catch you next time.